Oh shit! It's Wake and Bake in the Morning with me, Mr. Blue Nuts. What's going on, everybody? How you doing? It is a Thursday morning. Holy shit, it's Thursday already? Fuck. It's Thursday morning. How's it going? How are you? I hope everyone's doing good. We're trucking on to another week. Mr. Balloon Knots has been very busy, butting heads at work, kicking ass, telling people to shut the fuck up and work. Oh yeah, Mr. Balloon Knots has been relentless this week. What an asshole. Today, this week, Mr. Balloon Knots has been truly a fucking Balloon Knots. Let's take this hit. Wake and bake in the morning. I'm smoking some of this. Oh yeah, I'm still smoking some of this real bud stuff. I'm still smoking this one today, guys. I might as well just do it. Today's podcast has been brought to you by Grease Monkey. This is Real Bud Grease Monkey. They sent me those, they sent me a couple of tins. They sent me some Grease Monkey, and they sent me that grape soda that I'm almost done with. So thank you, Real Bud, for this Grease Monkey. I'm just saying this podcast is brought to them by Real Buds because that's where my brain is coming from, but this is not really a sponsorship, and this is why I'm going to tell you this. Let me take one more hit here. So, to any new listeners, I mean, I know there's some. I see the numbers. Any new listeners, as you go back through my catalog, Anchor, they're the ones that I record my podcast on. Well, no, I use them to distribute the Blue Knot Radio Show and the Wake and Bake in the Morning. They distribute it. They make life easy, right? And if you add music, you can listen it through Spotify. Yeah, you could go through like Spotify and only listen there with music. Okay, that's great. They won't let me put the music where I want to, whatever. It's dumb, right? So I just put my music in, you know. This is Guerrilla Radio. I mean, I started off this podcast, Guerrilla Radio. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. Now, I don't take on money sponsors. And this is for you, Universal. Is it Universal? Because I'm getting friggin' podcasts taken down. And they're not telling me which ones. It's my fault. It seems like they took down a Wake and Bake in the Morning from, like, 2 years ago. And you know what? I don't give a shit about those Wake and Bakes in the Mornings. It was too much, and I guess some was funny, but most of them was just me bullshitting. It was probably sad. Someone said it's sad. I'm now depressed now. So that's why I stopped doing those every day. But it seems like I had a few of those taken down, and I didn't number them when I did the Wake and Bakes. I just did it. So I don't know what's being taken down. I know two or three podcasts has already been taken down. So listen, Universal, I don't understand, motherfuckers. Oh, I shouldn't be that way because now you're going to just really double down and take down everything, right? Because, you know, nowadays everyone gets butt hurt. And if you have power, you're just going to, I have the power to fuck this guy. Ha, ha, ha. Makes it feel better. Feed into the evil. That's fine. Satan will welcome you. That's fine. I ain't out here trying to hurt nobody. I'm just talking shit, trying to make people laugh, trying to make people think about things. I mean, it's tough when I'm always high, I understand, but hey. Ooh, that guy almost smashed that. Oh, people don't drive, see? People like that. But, Universal, I don't take on any paid sponsorships. That's the reason why I don't take paid sponsorships, because I don't want people taking down my podcast. So, I don't understand. I'm promoting your music for free. I ain't getting paid for any of this. I'm actually dishing out money sometimes for certain things. So I don't understand, Universal World, whatever the fuck you were, I was seeing. I don't understand. I'm giving you free promotion. People listen to that and be like, God damn, I haven't heard fucking Guns N' Roses in forever. Because I think it was Guns N' Roses. I'm not sure. I'm trying to think. I've played Guns N' Roses, though, since Wake and Bake in the Mornings from 2 years ago. I don't know what the fuck I played. Was it a Johnny Cash? I haven't played Johnny Cash in a while, but who is in their right mind is going to take down something because Johnny Cash? No one listens to Johnny Cash. Again, I'm doing you a favor by promoting the music. Someone's out there buying it. Hell, I buy it because I don't steal fucking music. I buy it and I have it on my fucking, on my hard drive. So it's like, you know, yeah, I listen and I like to share with people. So Universal, you're kind of doing yourself an injustice. And any of you lawyers and people out there, just really think about it. It's one thing if I'm like Joe Rogan making $100 billion a year. Trust me. If I was making, I got squirted on. A car from the other side of the street squirted on me. If I was making $100 million a year, or whatever, if I was making a living and making cash money living from friggin', well, not even living, if I was making cash money just in general, because I understand. But if I'm making cash money, then I understand friggin' you going after the podcast, wanting to take shit down, want to take me to fucking court. Oh, suck a fucking dick. Relax. I'm not making any monetary anything from this. I'm not even accepting marijuana anymore from any of these great stores. I'll accept it. Sorry. Hey, I'll accept it and I'll mention it, but it's not going to be sponsored by. I'll just mention it. Be like, man, I really like this stuff. And that's that. But I ain't making no money. Because once I start making money on this bitch, then I really have to, you know, I don't give a shit about what I say. What I say is my words and my feelings. And no one's going to take that shit away from me. You got to fucking put me 6 feet down in the dirt for me to fucking shut this fucking mouth. That's for damn sure. I'm always going to speak my mind. I don't give a flying fuck. But I, you know, Universal, please. And I think MGM might have said something too. I'm not sure, because I don't read my emails. I just laugh. I'm like, ah, fuck you. But I just wanted to tell everyone, if the podcast gets taken down, it will continue. Just give me like, you know, a week or so. I'll try to figure something out. I mean, I'm not even sure if it'll be able to stay on Spotify since I didn't upload it from Spotify. You know, I just did my own shit. So I'm not sure how this is going to work out. Now, of course, moving forward, I can stop playing music. But what fun is that? Everyone goes suck fucking dicks right here. You know, again, fuck you. You're not going to tell me, you know, what to do. Fuck you. I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you. I won't do what you tell me. Oh, how many times have I played that song? And that would piss me off. If Rage Against the Machine comes after you for fucking rights and shit, after all those fucking lyrics that friggin' woke me into seeing what the fuck is going on, that the governments are just a fucking Ponzi scheme in a sense. It's just all a scheme. It's all bullshit. It really is. So, and that's a blanket statement, of course. I know there's a lot of stuff that goes on in government that is actually kind of important. Kind of important. But I don't think there's nothing that we can't spin off to the public sector, you know? Really. I don't think it's something that we can't spin off. Everything. It'll be better, too. You have competitive rates. Oh, yeah. Way more competitive rates. Better. Way better customer service. Oh yeah, things would get better. So I'm now in the camp of fucking anarchy and shit, you know. And I kind of like society, a civil society. I don't go on the internet because I don't want to see the bullshit that everyone's complaining about. I wake up in the day, my family's happy, everything, and everything is beautiful. I'll check my stock. I don't do stocks. I check my crypto fucking portfolios. I'll look at some prices. I'll go and check some sports scores. I don't check the new shit because there's always an agenda. There's an agenda. Oh, my God. It's fucking P. Pink Bunny Month. We got to save the pink bunnies. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck you. There's always an agenda everywhere. There's always, you know, here, the feel-good story. Women power. Women have all the power. They got the pussy. They got the tits. They got the ass. They got all the power. Shut the fuck up. Oh, my God. Women use sex as a weapon. They got all the power. That's the nuclear fucking bomb right there. Enough of the agenda-driven. I just want to watch a movie without an agenda. Can I just watch a TV show without an agenda? Oh, my God. Everything. There's an... It's irritating. That's why I turn it all off. It's off. That's it. This is what I want to see. I want to see politicians wear patches like NASCAR, all their sponsorships. That's what I want to see. If you're going to be shoving all this shit down my throat and you're not going to, oh, we're here to protect the people. No, you're not. No, you're not, because all you care about is where you're, all you care is about the next election. And you need money to fucking win that election. And where are you going to get it? You're getting it from the corporations. They're buying politicians for the last 40 years, on the most part. I'll still say Jimmy Carter is the saint of them all. Mwah. You know, even JFK, you know, you know what? I know I would have got along with JFK. Me and him would have been doing coke and fucking tag team in Marilyn Monroe. Oh my God, me and JFK would have been best of friends. I'd have been like, you're my brother, bitch. Hells yeah. But I ain't a creepy brother. I'll just be like, you know, a really good friend. I won't be a creep. But yeah, I'll tag team Marilyn Monroe with you, creepy JFK. I like JFK's story. I think, you know, that guy, I can get behind. I used to like Bill Clinton, but man, too much death comes out of the Clinton fucking robes and shit. But I liked him. Oh my God, hold on. Old ladies shouldn't be texting and driving. Get off your phone, you old bag. Oh, my God. She's going to crash into the guide rail and shit. Listen, if you got gray hair and glasses and you're driving on the... just driving in general, a motor vehicle, do not pick up your phone. Do not pick up your phone. If you need it for your maps, you better be having one of those fucking hanging fucking things from the, you know, the phone holders and shit. Or get yourself a real GPS. Tell one of your grandkids, oh, you know, it'd be great for my birthday. Not another pair of pajamas. No, a Garmin GPS. Oh, Grandma, they don't sell those no more. I seen it at Best Buy and... What was the other place? What was the old people go to? I don't know. They send you that shit in the mail. Man, Miss Blue Knots is getting to that age that once in a while they send me one of those old people fucking things. I get mad. You know what I do with those things? I put return to sender. I do. I return those old people catalogs. Return to sender. This is a mistake. Oh, yeah. I'm too vain for that shit. I still got a full head of hair, and it's not great. That's right. Let's take this fucking hit. So yeah, Mr. Balloon is all over the place, of course, because I'm waking and baking. The brain can't handle this shit anymore. I don't do this too often. I don't wake and bake too much anymore because I don't work in the morning that often, so that's why. But anywho, MGM, Universal, whatever it is. Listen, if you're listening to this, I'm not making any monetary monies on this fucking podcast. I pay for all the music, and I just like to share what I like to listen to. Now, I know that's all against... It doesn't matter! I'm giving you fucking free promotion. Johnny Cash ain't getting no more fucking promotions out there. He ain't getting no radio play to the people that's, you know, to the demographics that listen to the Blue Knot Radio Show. I don't know. Mr. Blue Knot likes to think that he's younger than he is, but I don't know. Anyway, knock it off. So, to the listeners of this fucking podcast, of this Blown Out Radio Show. Oh, no, this is one that's Wake and Bake in the Morning. To the listeners of this channel, if you don't, if you start seeing the podcast being ripped off the friggin' internet, you know what happened. And then Mr. Balloon Knots will do Balloon Knot Radio, but with, you know, new artists, people that send me in their beats. Actually, I should just do that anyway, right? And just try to sneak in. You know, how about this? I'm walking by the fucking Staples, and they got the outside friggin' speaker on, and they're playing Guns N' Roses and shit. And it's like, wow, that shit's unedited. He just said the F word. And it's like, yeah, that's so weird, right? So, I really don't know, you know. But at the moment, until everything gets pulled off, I'm going to keep on going. To the fucking corporations. Oh, you know what I want to say? Something so mean that you just have to fucking pull rank and pull this friggin' podcast. To those people, listen, I'm giving you free friggin' advertisement, all right? I'm giving you free airplay. No one else is doing it. I'm not making any monetary monies, and when I do, oh, trust me, people. Oh, once I get to that 1,000 fucking listener mark, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be a fucking whore. I'm going to be friggin' Marilyn Monroe, but looking like Marilyn Manson on the fucking, collecting all sorts of fucking shit. But until then, nah. I almost crashed into a tree. How about that? Damn, it's Blue Knots. How high are you? I haven't been this high in so long. This is Grease Monkey. Wake and bake it with some Grease Monkey, people. Oof. That's the fucking move. That's the move. Let's take another hit. I might as well get fucking stupid because I'm pissed off. I don't, you know, for the first time going to my job, I'm not so happy. I'm kind of not hating it. Yesterday, I kind of hated work because I had to butt heads with someone that I didn't want to, but he's just a fucking dummy, and he doesn't understand things. Oh, it's tough. It's tough. But let's take this hit. Well, I guess I finally found the use for a website then, because, you know, I put the website, but I have nothing to promote. I got nothing on there, so why pay for something that I'm not really using, right? But maybe I'm going to have to get some service space and just put all the shows on there. Yeah, I have everything on my friggin' on my hard drive, of course. But, you know, if they're going to easily just pull shit off. That's the thing. I thought it was okay if I'm not making friggin'... If I'm not getting cash money in return. If I'm not getting anything in return. You know, so I don't know. I don't know, people. Hold on. I got to go get a coffee. Let me go look at some butts in the morning. I didn't get to see Miss Blue Knot, so I didn't get to see no butts. So I went out of my way to my favorite Dunkin' just to make sure, just to ensure 100% certainty that I see at least one good butt. It's raining, so, you know, the ladies out there jogging, shaking that ass. Mr. Balloon Knots had his sunroof a little bit open overnight, the moonroof or whatever the fuck you people call it. So the car's a little bit wet, so this fucking sucks. So Mr. Balloon Knots brought an extra pair of pants to change at work. I'm going to accidentally go in the women's bathroom to change. Oops. Oh, that's bad. I'd get fired, right? Okay, Mr. Balloon Knots will not do that. I'll change in the parking lot. I'll be friggin' safer there. Because even in the men's bathroom, you know, I don't know. There's a few people that walk around in this building that, I don't know. Let's just say they wear their pants way too tight. Oh, they're the type of guys that wear dress pants and really fancy shoes with no socks. We know the type, and I don't want to be in the bathroom with those fucking people. I'll be right back. Let me go look at some ass. I mean, let me go get some coffee. I'll be right back. Oh, man. Let's say a prayer. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, universe. Thank you, evolution. Thank you, Buddha. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you. Oh, who am I missing? Oh, man. Damn, now I'm going to get Allah Akbar. I can't remember. I'm not even going to say it because since I'm not Muslim, maybe that's offensive. But thank you to the Creator for the booty. Oh, the women's booty, especially the really nice ones. Thank you. Amen. All right. Take the hit. This lady's looking at me. It's okay. I'm a professional. people don't understand. They just don't understand. Wow, that's a nice fucking car. What is that? Wow. Well, of course, it's nice. It's a Land Rover. It's pretty nice, though. That's a newer one. Yeah, people on Long Island got some fucking money. I'm making money, but not Long Island money. Not fucking Land Rover friggin' one-acre backyard money. Fuck. I hate this fucking shit. I mean, I am. I'm making money that I should have a fucking, you know, I can have a farm maybe somewhere. Not on Long Island. You know, I could actually have everything I want as long as I'm not on Long Island. Fuck. I guess it's time for me to start looking. I think Maine is the move, people. Maine is the move. Is the move? I can't even talk. That's how high I am. All right. I'm going to tell you why. I just came to the conclusion, and it sucks. It's probably the worst place to be. Sorry, people in Maine. I'm sorry, people in Vermont. You know, it's not that great. Knock it off. And even the ladies. I mean, like, I'm into Nordic-looking chicks. Don't get me wrong, because you'd be having some really big titties and shit like that. Because, you know, I think they kind of have to, just because, you know, there's not a lot of food sources. So they got to make sure they have a lot of fucking milk for the fucking kids and shit like that. Miss Balloonauts, that's not how it works. Let me pretend. So, you know, I am into that Nordic-looking chick and shit like that. You know, at least in the summer, you know, you get lots of that tourism and shit. But, man, it's going to suck. But Mr. Blue Knot's going to have everything he wants. He's going to be east of the Appalachians. He's going to be out of New York. I mean, you know, I love New York. I do. I mean, even I would go upstate New York. Wait a minute. They're going to they legalize weed. All right, I might have to, I don't know, but then that's the thing, though. I'm an ocean motherfucker. I like me to go fishing for some saltwater fish. You know, I'm not against freshwater fish. I'm not against freshwater fishing. But you can go fuck your mother with that shit. I don't want to know nothing when it comes to freshwater fishing. Listen, I'll try the fly fishing. That seems like a blast. It seems like a blast. Everyone that does it loves it. They're addicted. Oh, there's fucking magazines about fly fishing. I couldn't fucking picture anything more boring. But it seems like a challenge. It seems like something I would like. So, you know, I can't. That's why I'm saying I'm not against freshwater fishing. But if I have a preference, yeah, it just seems like it's going to be a main motherfucking move, because, like, you know, New Hampshire is nice, of course, but, you know, they're kind of taxi too. You know, they be kind of with the taxes themselves, and then they're kind of douchebags, right? They're kind of hypocrites, because, like, on their license plates it's like live free or die, but then you go over there and try to do something out of the norm, you know, like, you know, even right now with the mask, go ahead, walk down the outside on the street without a mask, you'll have someone that friggin I can wield power, put on a mask, go fuck yourself. And then they have nothing to say. Then it's like, I don't have power? No, you don't got fucking power over me, you asshole. Shut up, you fucking dick. Oh, so then you get like that, you know, you just get people, you know. So I don't know. I don't believe in that. I don't believe that they believe that they're living, freeing, or dying. You know what I mean? You know? So I don't know about New Hampshire. New Hampshire has a little bit by the ocean. It's within driving distance to the ocean. Nice, right? Not bad. So, you know, it's a possible potential, but, man, it's got to be the right situation. So, Massachusetts, fuck it, because, you know, it's just so, I mean, I mean, that's my people right there, the Boston people, my sports, all that shit, you know. Listen, you don't go fucking with fucking crazy Boston people, you just don't fucking do it, right? You just don't do it, you don't, and that goes with every, you know, any city or any town or any region that has that, that has that stigma, and Boston's one of those. Go ahead, go to Boston. Listen, even though weed's been illegal, the same thing in New York City, weed's been, you know, technically illegal, go ahead, walk around the streets of Boston, walk around the streets of New York, you're gonna smell blunt, you're gonna smell marijuana fucking blunt, and most likely it's coming from me, but I smell it when I was at, you know, like, the Patriots parades with my kid, just, or we going out to Boston because it's a nice hangout by the Fisherman's Wharf and shit. No, not the Fisherman's Wharf. That's fucking San Francisco, stupid. But no, over there by the water, I'm high. You know, I got some of this grease monkey in me, you know. So, you know how it goes, you know. Come on. So anyway, that's my people. And there are very nice parts of Massachusetts. But again, it's not much different than New York as far as your taxes and the fucking bullshit politics and the hoity-toity motherfuckers. So Mass is out of it. Even though I always said when I was younger, when I retire, I am going to retire to Foxborough in Massachusetts. That's my retirement because I like that New England vibe. You know, when you look at a Christmas card from years ago, you know, like that old-timey just feel, that's New England. That's New England. That's that, that's the spirit of America. And it just is. I'm sorry. Listen, I know, listen, Texas, you know, when people think of fucking, you know, America, oh yeah, Texas has just taken it up and done their own shit with it. That's great. And I'm all for it. Listen, you know, Texas is a move that I would love to if I didn't think further down the line, like natural disasters. What's, you know, I mean, listen. I'm just trying to be a... I don't want to say as safe as possible. You know, listen, safe in my own hands, yeah. So, you know, if Yellowstone blows, you know, east of the mountains, of the Appalachians and shit, east of New York, I think we're going to be okay. You know, my calculations, my models, you know, and then just my gut. And, you know, Mr. Blue Knot's gut. It's a fucking good thing. Mr. Blue Knot's gut has got its, it's like got a sixth sense, you know. It be looking in that fourth and fifth dimension and pulling feelings from there and shit. Something. So I just got a feeling. Now, maybe it's just whatever makes me happy because I know I ain't moving out of the United States. You know, it's just it ain't fucking happening. You know, as much as there's great places, like, yeah, I would love to retire to Spain. Yeah, that sounds great. I mean, why Spain? Portugal, I mean, I go to my mother country. But, like, you know, something like that where, you know, $5,000 a year will fucking get you by. You know what I mean? You know, that's a good retirement. So, you know, by the water, good fucking great scenery, great food, because it's all el natural. It ain't none of this fucking poison shit. Yeah, I understand. That's, of course, the ideal dream. But that's if, like, you know, Mr. Blue Knots is single. And, you know, and if Mr. Blue Knots is single and has no family, then Mr. Blue Knots might not want to live. So, who knows? Spain, Portugal, that's never going to happen. Probably not. I don't see Mrs. Blue Knots friggin' waking up from the propaganda of this country. So, you know. And I love the lady, you know, I ain't going nowhere, you know, me and her, whatever. So anyway, maybe I could do a dual residence, do 6 months here, 6 months there. That is doable. Okay, so maybe. So then, okay, so now that leaves me. I can have kind of Jersey, but the parts of Jersey I would like to go to, I don't know, man, it's not well protected from that mountain range, you know. It's not as protected as I would like. And it's Jersey. It's tough. I'm not trying to say there's anything wrong with Jersey, but it's Jersey. You know, my favorite parts of Jersey is Northern and West Jersey. I love that area. It's almost Pennsylvania-ish-like, almost upstate New York-y-like, you know. I love it. I think it's beautiful. New Jersey got lower taxes than New York. The New Jersey isn't so uptight about their fucking, oh, you can't sports bet. What do you mean I can't sports bet? That's fucking stupid as fuck. It's for your protection. Oh, it's for my protection. Okay, you're lying to me. Thank you. So, you know, New Jersey got a lot of that shit going for it, you know. And New Jersey legalized weed before New York. I never thought that was going to happen. So, New Jersey got more respect from me. And New Jersey people are just fucking crazy. I mean, you still got like that. Remember that Brooklyn Italian and shit that no longer exists? Well, they all went to Jersey. Most of them went to Jersey, so Jersey still has that. So Jersey's actually not bad of, and I can't believe I'm saying this, like that. Woo! I can't believe I'm saying it. But Jersey, not so bad. Not as bad as I used to feel about it. You know, it used to be the, let's still face it, it's still the armpit of America, but it's getting better. You know, now they use deodorant and they snip the hairs over there and they make sure they scrub it with soap and water, so it ain't as bad. You know, it ain't as bad. They might fucking they might upgrade to the taint of America, you know, because no one really hates the taint, you know, it's just there, you know, it's like, you know, it's there, you know, it just sucks when you have an itch. When you got an itch, the taint, it kind of fucking sucks. But other than that, you know, it's like, yeah, Mr. Balloon Art might fucking dislocate a shoulder if he's fucking sitting wrong, if, you know what I mean? So, but Jersey, not so bad, you know, they might get upgraded from armpit of America to taint of America, we'll see. We'll see. The consensus is still fucking calculating and fucking looking at the votes and shit. Ugh. Reading the votes? Yeah. Don't mind me. I'm fucking high as a kite. I don't think I've been this high in a while. That's because I haven't waked and baked this early in so long. Mmm. This is nice. Grease monkey. Wow. Now that has a different term for me. Who the fuck still drives around in a 77 Buick station wagon fucking with all that wood grain all around? Ugh, it's not cool then. It's not cool now. It's the worst fucking retro. Oh, I'm driving around in a cabinet. Oh, very nice. You're driving around in cabinets, fucking moron. This hit does not go out to that fucking style. Stupids. I'm driving around and paneling. Oh, real nice. Not. So, yeah. Miss Balloon Knots. Little shit at work. I know people like to hear about things that happen at work. You know, it was like, oh my God, gossip. Ooh, juicy. I told my wife, you know, I got some juicy gossip for you, and she stayed up and waited for me to get home because I can't text this, right? So, and this is a day later, a cooler head, like my cooler head has prevailed, you know, whatever, all this shit. But, you know, there is something going on at work. You know, I've mentioned it where I'm doing this automation robotics shit, right? So, it's new equipment, and my department, it's our equipment. Like, you know, it's our equipment and our evaluation. Now, all further evaluations for us, for whatever, goes upon a certain formula with these machines. And the new machines specifically. So, there's an operator. He's the super operator. He's a fucking douchebag. We'll say douchebag. Although, I can be friendly with douchebags, you know. I can like some certain douchebags. I don't hate the guy. Let's put it that way. I don't hate the guy. He's just annoying. To me, he's like the all-American, you know, the all-American story over the past year. You know, last year, he'd be riding on his bicycle, locking it up, riding on his bicycle, locking it up all summer long, all spring long, and even in the rain. It's raining, and he would fucking be doing this shit. I mean, he was dedicated. He was doing it. And, you know, maybe he topped out at about 20, 21 bucks an hour, whatever, you know. That's where he would top out. Now with the automation, you're going to go up a little bit, right? And that's nice, a little bit, that's nice, right? But for him, since, you know, he was gung-ho, committed, and, you know, he was the one that was hired to be, like, the first operator on here anyway. And he really, you know, he's not a dummy. He's kind of a dummy, but, you know, he's not a complete moron, you know. He's not an idiot. Okay, we'll say he's not an idiot. So, you know, he gets this huge promotion, and, you know, it's like a $35 an hour promotion, right? Like, he's going up to $35 an hour. And for a person like him who came from nothing, I mean, he came off the streets of fucking Brooklyn, came out here, like I say, he was riding his bike. Then he, you know, then he saved up a couple of grand, got himself a fucking jalopy, an old Cadillac. He put a fucking system in there. And I know he's around my age. He's got gray hair. But I know he's around my age because he listens to music that I liked when I was younger. You know, so, you know, he's one of those, you know, those white people that never fucking grow up in a sense. Nah, I don't want to say that. Again, I like him. So, but you know he was a fucking wigger, right? So anyway, I mean, like, you know, I'd be still listening to Wu-Tang, but I ain't blasting it, you know? You got to kind of look at your image. If I was blasting Guns N' Roses, people expect that, and the young ladies actually appreciate that. They do not appreciate you fucking blasting Wu-Tang. I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. They don't get it either, but I don't know. I don't understand. So anyway. So this fucking guy now, you know, he gets his big promotion, you know, he buys himself another new car, and to me, cars are not, like, whatever, like, listen, if I want to, I want to, like, what I really want, I want to get, like, a Toyota Land Cruiser, you know, like, I want one of those, but I can't see spending 70 grand on a fucking car. I just can't do it. I can't do it. I don't have FU money. If I had FU money, yeah, and I could get another car, and that's a car that I could afford, really, yes. If, you know, putting payments on it and all that shit, yeah, I could do it. Of course I can. But I can't fucking do it. I can't do it. It's just not in me. So I'm not saying that I set, you know, cars as a standard. You know, it's your happiness and everything, you know. That's all that matters, and I want people to realize that. It's happiness. But he seems happy. He got a new car. You know, he's doing things that he's happy. But he's one of those now it gets to his head. Like, I'll never show anyone my fucking paycheck. I'll never show anyone my fucking paycheck. And he's over here showing everyone his pay stub. Oh, look, they made a mistake. You know? And, like, he's doing it. Like, you know, good. Be proud of you. We're all proud of you. Yeah, but, like, don't let shit get to your head. And then it's like, you know, since he's there working 24/7 on it with engineers from wherever they are, Finland, whatever, wherever the fuck I'm from, you know, so now he thinks he's hot shit. Yeah, it's great, you know, like, people like that, you know, let it get to your head, so, okay, whatever, and I don't even care. I'm happy for him, like, not for nothing, and I tell everyone, like, because everyone's just like, oh, all he does is yap, 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 and talk about that, and I'm just like, yeah, just ignore it. I'm happy for him, you know, I'm, like, one of his biggest cheerleaders, right? Okay. So the new machines are up and running and all that, right? Finally, like, full force. But we're still working out the bugs because this is not a... This is a brand new... Can I say? Okay. Well, Genolis, if you look up Genolis, they're, like, world-leading engineering, technical, robotic, automation fucking... They're, like, they're big time. They really are. They're really smart people. So... And they have a lot of machines going off for different industries in automation and robotics and shit. But in the field that I'm in, they, you know, we were like kind of the guinea pigs, you know, like it took 3 years to build like an idea. You know, we have that kind of running good, but like we were borrowing parts from that for now because, you know, they have to make new parts. Again, it is a brand new, everything's brand new about it, new design, new everything. So it's like it's slow going. So my job is to make sure that, you know, if there's no loss, all right, the equation that I get graded on or I get evaluated on is based on the performance of the machine, downtime, and availability. It's like those three equations and blah, blah, blah. Okay, fair enough, right? So I have to be there because when there's things going down, I got to make sure I know, you know, I'm actually remotely logged in on a laptop, just like, you know, going through the program and friggin' restarting things and making notes and shit. So, you know, so we can make our own little program and easy buttons to get things rolling, you know, like easy shit. And then if things break down in the sense I can swap parts real quick, fix it, figure out the problem, that's my job. Okay, great. Love it. Love my job. You know, and I make really good money, you know, so, you know, that's why I don't give a shit. This guy's showing off his paycheck and I'm laughing at him like, hey, okay, that's nice. Why? Like, I'm not like, you know, so he thinks he's big shit, though, right? Because he thinks everyone else. And I don't know why people think like this. Like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit. We're all fucking people. We're all the team. Let's just get this fucking rolling, right? Just don't hinder my job, especially like if I'm being evaluated in my department. And my, just everything, my crew is being evaluated for something, but this guy is making decisions because, you know, he's King Dingling now. Like, in his mind, he's King Dingling. You know, he's got the number to the guys in Finland. Oh, no. He's like, do you have their number? I'm like, I don't want their number. No. He's like, well, I got their number. Okay, I don't care. Good. I don't give a shit. It's not my job to have their number. It's supposed to go up a ladder. Like, you know, there's a you have a problem. You let me know. If I can't take care of it, then we take it from there. You don't call Finland and Ninja. You don't do the shit. But he does it because, you know, because I guess they let him do it. Man, I'm a stuttering motherfucker. I'm like, I what a stuttering bitch I am. Let me take a hit. Maybe it'll bring me down because now I'm getting excited and mad because I got to work myself up because when I see him, I don't know how I'm going to be yet. So let me finish the story. So something happens. I ask him and he's on the phone. I ask him, hey, what happened? Because I went to go check on something else. You know, in this building, you know, these are where all the machines are running, and I'm here, and I see someone kind of making a commotion down in the other room. So I'm like, oh, let me go see what's going on. Maybe it's you know, whatever. Plus the operator there, she is one of those Dominicans that, like I said, I got to try out like 4 or 5 Dominicans to see if the rumors are true. So she's everything. She's Great Adventure. Her body's Great Adventure. It's a ride. There's a bunch of rides on her. Oh, my gosh. You know, there's a lot of fun to be had. Let's put it that way. So, you know, so, of course, I go friggin' take a peek and shit, you know, and then I come back, and then I see it fucking off. I see one side of the machine off. It's got two tracks, and it feeds into one main thing that wraps it up and all that, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So, one track is totally off. Hey, what happened? And he, like, shushes me. He's like, and I'm like, what? But he's on the phone, you know, and I hear who he's on the phone with. He's on the phone with the guy, the engineer. He's like, oh, you're going to New Jersey tomorrow. Oh, okay, well, if you can't come tonight, not a big deal. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? He hangs up the phone and, you know, then he runs to the main office, like to his boss, right? Blah, 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 blah. And I hear him tell her, he's like, and he goes, you know, but, you know, Damien can't come tonight. He can't come tonight. And now that's a lie. I just heard you fucking say one thing to one thing. You told the guy, don't worry about coming today. And then you're telling your boss that he can't come tonight. So I was like, whoa. So, you know, I just mentally put that away because now, you know, now I have a problem, you know, because it's not his call to shut down the machine. That's my call. That's my department's call. This is not, listen, I'm not here to have a cock swinging battle. I don't give a shit. But I have no input to tell my boss, hey, why is the machine down? Oh, I don't know. That's not an answer. That's not an answer. And I don't know why the operator shut it down. That's not the answer. That's not an answer that's acceptable. You know, so now I was like, wait, what the fuck's going on over there? You know, so now it's already that. So, you know, that's when I walk off the floor because he comes with me with an unscheduled work order here. And now this affects me big time. Unscheduled work orders affect me big time. So I'm like, why are you handing me that? I don't need, you know, I was like, you still don't tell me what's going on. So blah, 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 you know, no big deal. And this guy, this is the type of guy he is. He's not a fighter. Something goes on, like he's a possum. You like hit him, he goes, ah, and he falls down, you know, like a fucking possum. He's a bitch. There's no fight in him. It's like, we fix it, we keep it rolling. He don't want to work. Yeah, he's too busy. Oh, I can't wait to go eat McDonald's fries. You fucking faggot. What the fuck do you mean? Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to use that F word. Oh, my God. I didn't mean it like that. You know, I'm using it in the way that I grew up, and that's what we call weak people. I'll call a girl a faggot. I'll call a guy a faggot. I'll call a baby a faggot. If that baby is crying, I'll be like, shut up, faggot. I don't care. All right? That's where Mr. Blue Knots is today. I don't give a fucking shit. All right, so that is bad. I'm sorry. Miss Blue Knots is a character. Please don't pull my fucking podcast. But this guy, he has no fight in him. So now I'm pissed. I'm livid. I go to my office. I have to get on the horn with my boss because he has questions and, you know, why is this down, blah, 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 because this all affects us, especially with this new evaluation shit going forward. Oh, okay. This guy, so the problem is, like, and now in my mind, now you're affecting my evaluation. Like, it's not in my hands, it's in your hands. I'm like, that's not how it goes. I can't, you know, it's like new problems. I have to learn it. I have to take notes so I could teach the rest of the crew. And I could pass it on, you know, so we're all on the same page. This guy don't fucking get it. He's King Dingling. I run this. This is my machine. So I was pissed. I was telling the operators because I'm like, where did he go? Because then I come back and now the other line is off. I'm like, how long has that been off? He's like, oh, 15, 20 minutes. I'm like, and why did no one call me? He's like, well, Rob says he doesn't want to. I'm like, but this is not his machine. This is my equipment. Oh, I started going crazy. You know, not crazy. I was cool, calm, and collective. Like, but this is my equipment. So I just shut down, resting bitch face. Resting bitch face. And he's like, well, Damien's coming anyway. You know, the engineer's coming now. You know, I didn't know he was coming. I guess someone had to call him. Yeah. I had to tell my, because this is the way things go. You don't fucking make decisions, asshole. So I'm just being quiet. Didn't say nothing. The guy comes. I fucking push the operator. Not push him. I just posturize in front of him because I have to take down notes. This has nothing to do with you now, asshole. Get the fuck out my way. I was done with this fucking guy. And again, I'm a cheerleader for him. I'm all for him. Rah, rah, rah. Go, Rob. You know, I don't give a shit. I'm happy. I really am. I don't give a shit. After I forget about all this, I'm not going to give a fucking shit. When I clock in today, I'm not going to give a shit. You know, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to go right to him. But the thing is that he turned off the other thing. So then that's where I lost it, right? Shut down. And I'm always there. I did not show up. After the engineer left, I did not show up back. I don't give a fuck. Did not care. Done. That's it. It's a wrap. That's where I shut down. So today, Mr. Blue Knots is going to explain to him why things went yesterday. And I'm going to explain to him, I will never hinder you getting a promotion, not a promotion, but getting a raise or getting good evaluations and all that shit. That's never going to happen. Once the machine, like his is all about product, but once it's a machine problem, it's out of his hands. He's not being evaluated on it. I am. My department is. So why the fuck is it now in your hands? And, you know, and now you're just taking, like, you know, you're just taking charge. That's not how it goes. That's not his equipment. That's my equipment. That's just the way it goes. He's there to operate. He's over there to produce product. That's it. So that's where I am. And then the fucking guy pulls this. He's like, well, I have, and he's telling the other people this. You know, he, like, gloats. He's like, well, I have authority from blah, 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 who is the, he's the VP of our company. And he's on the hot seat because he was brought in to automate, to do the transition with the automation because that's what he's known for. That's, you know, he's been CEO, he's been this, he's had, you know, and he's older and he just can't retire. You know, he's just one of those, you know, he's one of those corporate people. And he's, I like him, a Boston guy. You know, he fixes his own cars and, you know, and he is cutthroat. He's one of those executives that'll come in and curse his fuck. Why the fuck is this going on? I don't know. Like, goddamn, I respect that because that's the time I come from. So I'm like, oh, yeah, that motivated me. The young kids are all scared and crying and quitting. I can't take this abuse. Oh, meanwhile, it's like, I was born in abuse. I was molded and created from the abuse. The fuck out of here. I thrive on this. I was like, yes, sir. And I was out the fucking door and made everything right. So, you know, I like the guy. He go, but this fucking douchebag, he pulls this. He's like, I have authority from, yeah, I have authority from blah, blah, blah to do whatever it takes to get this product out. And he'll take care of me on the end. This is the guy that lied to everyone 4 months ago and says that everyone's job is secured. And then 4 months later, fucking fired 120 people because the automation's taken over. So you're going to trust that? Yeah, it's like you are a fucking dummy. He only cares about his legacy and his fucking job, asshole. And now it created a tiff because guess what? Now, usually people would be quiet about that. And I'm like, oh. I don't play politics. After he said that, that's when I disappeared too. That's when it was like the whole thing. And I was just like, you know, he was telling someone else, but, you know, saying it loud enough for me to hear because he thinks that that's something, you know. And I was like, oh. So that's where I broke down because I don't play politics. I don't play none of this shit. I got back on the horn with Big Boss Man. I'm like, hey, I don't play politics. I'm not going back there today unless something breaks. I'm not going to babysit it. If they lose production, oh, fucking well. I'm like, I'm done for today. That's just the way it's going to go today. I'm done. I'll be cordial, respectful, and nice. I was like, but this motherfucker said this. He's like, what? I was like, this is what he said. He's like, oh, no, we can't have this. So I know this happened last night because this is why I know he's going to be fucking pissed off at me. Because after that, the whole entire night, the night supervisor was sitting side by side with him, telling, you know, just talk to him, talk, and the other guy was red. I went over there once or twice. He didn't even look at me, and I didn't say a word to nobody, and everyone's quiet. It was like, it was one of those things that, like, you know, it was so thick, the air was so thick, you could cut with a fucking knife. That's the way it was, all the other operators, because I walk in like this, oh, what's up? I'm giving everyone the pounds, I'm fist bumping everyone, elbows, all the Marias, and the and everyone, you know, oh, and the Juans, everyone's name is Juan something. We got Juan Carlos, Juan fucking, Juan Carlito, Juan fucking Rivera, Rivera Gonzalez. We got Juan Sebastian. We have Juan fucking, Juan. Oh, it's so fucking hilarious. So, you know, so what's up, Juans? And, oh, it's great. But that's just the way it is. I'm always happy, and that's the way you have to be. You know, I want to uplift everyone, you know? It's like, oh, how is everything going? Oh, it's beautiful. I'm like, of course it's beautiful. You're here. It's great. Woo! You know, and I'll just keep on going. That's just the way I am. You know, you just have to friggin', it's better. That's a better atmosphere, and it's fun. That's the way I like to be. And yesterday, after all that happened, it was dead. It was dead. It was fucking tense. And the whole fucking time, I just saw the supervisor sitting by him. So I know my boss contacted their boss. And then, because he said, I'm also going to get the VP on the friggin' horn because we can't have this. This is not how it goes. So I have to explain to this fucking douchebag. I have to explain to him, listen, this is what happened. And I have to explain to him, I'm being evaluated and my whole entire department is being evaluated on this. And I know you are helping and you are making, you did make the right decision, but I have no answers. I have no answers and I have to make the decision because that's the way it goes. And that's that. You know, in his mind, I make more money than bosses. Ugh, so do I, fuckface. It's not about the money. That's all it is in his fucking head. To him, that's the stature. That's the status thing. And it's like, ugh. That's why I was so friggin', I was kind of upset the way they kind of went about it months ago when we were just getting everything online and getting going. And they were like, you know, this position is going to be a $35 an hour position for you people coming up, you know, because you guys have been here, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, it's great motivation. That's great. I mean, it has nothing to do with me. He's talking about to these other people that are making $18, $19, $20 an hour. That's life-changing money. That's a different tax bracket. That's a whole different tax bracket. So, you know, yeah, that's great. But now it's like, you know, oh, there's no way. I can't. Homie, don't play that shit. Homie, don't play that. Mr. Blue Knots don't play fucking games. I don't play reindeer games. I don't play fucking politic games, office politics. I don't play none of that fucking shit. I am the anti-fucking person for that shit. Absolutely. I do not fuck around. And that's the thing. And once, see, I shut it down. I'm the type of person, like, let's put it this way. One time I was working at my buddy's body shop. You know, I was younger. You know, he was going to pay me decent money. And let me learn a new skill. Let me learn metal. Let me learn metal shaping and body work and shit. But I really want to learn metal work and painting, which he's like 100%. So that's what I learned. They would do, you know, they would throw shit at each other. They would fling things at each other. You know, and I would always sit there and laugh. You know, they would do it each other because they've been around each other for a long time and they can get away with it. So no one ever tested me. And I don't play games. I don't play those fucking games. Again, you know, I'll laugh at it. But, you know, when I play games, people get hurt. And I don't want to get hurt, you know. So, no, I don't play those games, you know, because I'll take it too far. Someone will take it too far. Point being, so one of the young ones finally goes to me and he fucking shot something at me. And I threw a fucking stapler at him. Yes. Shut her down. Nope. It's like, if you're going to throw something at me, the next thing is going to be the fucking, the computer monitor. You want to play? I like to play, but I play to win. Unfortunately, I was an athlete all my life. I play to win, you know? So that shut her down. So that's what happened yesterday. Shut her down. Guess what's going to happen today? For the rest of this week, no fun Mr. Balloon Knots. Oh, people are not going to like that at all. At all. Oh, now you're going to get fucking, oh, you're going to get dickhead Mr. Balloon Knots. Oh, now you're going to get Mr. Balloon Knots via 15 years ago, maybe. Oh, it's over for you. You are done. Ugh, no one's going to like me anymore, but I don't care. So, yeah, so that was the drama that went on at work. I figured I would share that with you because people, for some reason, love it. The ladies that listen to this, oh, yeah, they love it. And this hit goes out to you ladies. Oh, shit. No, I just punched the bitches out. Sorry, ladies. I didn't mean to knock you out, you know. I mean, I like it rough and all, but not like that. I'll pull a little hair once in a while, you know. I'll pretend to choke you. I don't like that shit, though. I'll spank you in the ass just to see it jiggle. That's as far as I go. Ooh, that was good. Grease monkey. All right, everyone. This is a very long Wake and Bake in the Morning, one of the longest I've done. I left to leave work way early because I wanted to make sure I had enough time to do this. Thanks for listening. I do have a Blue Knot Radio, an old one. It's like a 2.5 hour long one. I do want to put it out, but it's very sketchy, you know. It's like very not good, you know. So I'm doing more editing on it, and I had to turn it off because I hate listening to my voice. I hate myself. I don't know how you listen to me, fucking. But no one likes their own voice, so I understand. That coffee's good. The lady that gave it to me, she deserved a dollar tip for the $2 coffee because she got a fine ass. Thank you for listening. I love you all. And until next time, ciao for now.
Wearing your badge, yeah, you're chosen white. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of. You do what they told you. And now you do what they told you. And now you do what they told you. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Don't you die? Justified for wearing a bag that you're chosen white. You're justified. Those that died for wearing a bag that you're chosen white. Those who died are justified for wearing a bag that you're chosen white. You're justified. Those that died for wearing a bag that you're chosen white. Come on.
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me.